This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So, you know how the government really needs money, right? Fiscal cliff, debt ceiling, all that. Well, NASA is going to sell off some of its excess inventory space shuttle stuff that's not used anymore. A landing strip nearly 3 miles long, a giant hangar, a launch pad or two. All of it on prime real estate as well. Beachfront property at Cape Canaveral. Marketplace's Jim Burris has the story.
When a furniture store goes out of business, you're going to know it.
Everything must be sold now.
When NASA liquidates, there are no fireworks or ringing cash registers. This is all about leasing the shuttle's old digs. And the process has been mostly low-key because the agency wants bidders to put forth their highest price without worrying about competitors.
Well, I would love to be the broker in that deal, for one thing.
Don Wood is a commercial real estate broker who has worked in the shadow of the Kennedy Space Center for decades. He estimates the whole facility is worth $5 to $7 billion. That's the tangible figure.
But we need to establish the intangible value, and that becomes the hard part.
In other words, what do history and the associated boost in public profile mean to companies like satellite and aerospace manufacturers? So we're not talking fire sale prices here, even if much of the Space Center needs fixing up.
There are a lot of facilities that are old and may have to be abandoned in place or demoed.
Frank DiBello heads Space Florida. It's charged with growing the state's aerospace industry, and in this case, helping to attract companies.
Many of those facilities that they have can have commercial use.
A NASA spokeswoman says she can't talk about specifics, but says there is a lot of interest, and it's not all aerospace. So the problem isn't about finding someone to lease parts of the facility. It is about finding one quickly. Federal funds to maintain Kennedy Space Center dry up at the end of the year. I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.